Welcome to Movers and Shakers, everyone. I'm Lucy Rainey, and I'm actually traveling today, sitting in lovely northern New Jersey. And I just wanted to share with everybody this beautiful spring day that's happening outside. It's just like everything's awoke here in northern New Jersey, and it's absolutely stunning out. Blue sky, green trees, spring is here. So exciting. We are here with our next episode of Movers and Shakers. Social media is always the hot topic, and it shows up in so many different areas. It even hits politics with President Biden and his views on TikTok safety as of late. It involves Wall Street with concerns about revenue on Facebook or other social media platforms and how privacy is affecting their bottom line. It touches everyone, everywhere, in so many ways. It's today's media. Sometimes it's how we get our news. It's how we communicate with our friends, our family, and for some people, their fans. And it can dominate. Bad news can go viral and go viral fast. A new product can become hot, hotter, and then die faster than you can say Instagram. But how do businesses keep up, publish the right content, choose the right channels, push the right messages, and more importantly, avoid the wrong ones? It all comes down to a purposeful social media strategy. Today, we have Erica Dudash, who has held a number of executive positions in marketing at well-known brands like Purple Mattress and American Eagle, to name a few, and has created social media strategies to drive growth in these very prominent brands, in some cases, to really help them emerge as the brand they are. Welcome, Erica.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Lucy.
We're so excited to have you today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in marketing.
Yeah, sure. So, as Lucy mentioned, I've worked for some pretty awesome brands, most recently with Purple, and previous to that, American Eagle Outfitters, as well as Anthropologie and Dick's Sporting Goods. So, I've been in retail for a really long time and have worked on various things from marketing execution when I first started my career, the whole way up to overarching large-scale brand positioning and total marketing strategy. Social media playing a big part of that as it's really grown, evolved, and come alive as I've been evolving my career as well.
Yeah, that we're so excited to have you, especially knowing what you achieved with a brand turnaround at Purple, for example, Erica. Well, today we're going to be talking with Erica about 5 steps to revive your social media strategy. Erica, since we are talking about reviving a strategy, where's somewhere that you have seen social strategies go wrong for a business?
Yeah, so if there's one thing that we have to talk about is that, I think we tell our kids this, and it holds true for brands as well, that once you put something out there, it's out there. So being thoughtful in what you're communicating and what you're putting out is so important. I've seen brands make pretty big mistakes, and as soon as, that mistake is out there, people jump on it and it explodes. We've all seen those things happen where, unfortunate poor timing or poor strategies or poor targets happen on your social media feed, and you leave the customer kind of scratching their head and wondering, like, what were those people thinking? What were they doing? And it's really unfortunate when those types of things that happen, because a lot of times it's, well-intentioned, but it just goes awry. So that's why it's really important to set a strong strategy and really be firm in developing those steps and having a process that supports that, so that you can make sure that you're not just throwing ineffective or inefficient creative out there and hoping it lands well with your customers.
Yeah, I get it. We know it's so important to have a good strategy and to really have a strategy. So often people are just creating content and publishing it, and it doesn't really sit behind that strategy. So let's talk about number one, define your brand goal. What purpose does social play, in a brand's goals, and is this social that has to support brand goals or, you know, be part of the definition, is this paid social, Erica, or organic, or both? You know, let's start there with step one.
So I think it's critically important for you as, you know, whatever your role is within the company, to understand that social is a support system and it is also the voice of your brand. So when you're thinking about how you want to represent your brand, you need to have a really clear identity developed and understand what your brand goals are, what you want to put out to that community, what you want to put out to the public. So starting off first by defining those brand goals of who the brand is, and then pushing that for brand awareness. So you want to make sure that you're looking at the brand holistically and that you have mapped out already what the brand stands for, and work on developing that brand awareness and deciding whether it is only an awareness play or if you're developing content that is going to be around educating customers or driving increasing traffic to your website and creating leads on the site. So defining those brand goals and making sure that you are following the right steps to push each of those tenants kind of forward.
Yeah, that's great. You know, and, you know, I've seen things too where, you know, brands leverage employee engagement, for example, in social to really promote their own brand and culture. You know, is this typically part of your brand goal, or do you see that as a separate part or a different kind of social, say that maybe HR would own or another area of the company?
Well, I'm a pretty strong believer that everything should filter through your marketing and your social team. I think that you want to collaborate with your HR team, or you want to collaborate with the different areas of focus. So maybe you're doing a product story, you want to collaborate with your merchants. But I do think it should be kind of a hub and spoke kind of approach, where the social team and the marketing team is that hub, and then they're reaching out to the other components of the company, whether it be human resources or product, to get those pieces of information. But you want everything to filter through a central hub so that you're making sure that the brand is ticked and tied and everything is tying together and coming together nicely and going through that presentation of the brand filter. Is this on brand? Does this make sense for our brand? Are we presenting ourselves how we truly are and how we want to be seen in the public? So typically I would recommend that it go through the marketing and social team.
That's great. Would you say that, you know, each type of social has its purpose, or does it blend? So is organic, say, more for educating customers, and paid is more for leads and traffic? Or do you think, you know, they really support one another and intermingle?
I think they support one another, but I think that's also where it's critically important to think about your content and how you're putting it out there. So you may be doing more brand awareness and educating in your organic social, maybe on Facebook or Instagram, and then lean more heavily into paid for traffic and leads. But that consistent story and that brand goal, they may have slightly different approaches, but they should all still be the same. So they are slightly separate, but they all tie in together and they collaborate and work together and communicate together.
Great. So let's go to number two, identifying your target audiences. You know, Erica, I mean, why is this important? Where do you start? I mean, isn't social meant to be for anyone and everyone? You know, is it, you know, having a target sounds more like direct marketing. So I thought social is really kind of more for everyone, and you let it grow on its own and, you know, kind of take its own, you know, path in life, for example, if you're thinking more about organic, for example. I mean, how do you identify your target audience? You know, where do you get started? Why is this important?
Yeah, so understanding your target audience and identifying it is critical to your social strategy. It's so important. There are a lot of misconceptions out there that social is like, you know, me just sitting on my phone willy-nilly being excited about what I'm going to post and taking a cool picture. But if you really want your social to be effective, you need to hone in and focus on the data. The data is such a critical component. And so when I say data, that's your audience targeting. And there's so much information that brands can learn from the audiences that they're currently talking to and who they're going after, who they want to engage with, and the things that motivate their customers currently. So developing strategies around that target audience is going to be really important. So if you start to think about someone, you know, think back to old school marketing, like customer journey mapping, and thinking about a customer that's just learning about your brand and starting to become aware that the brand even exists. You want to talk to that customer in a different way. You're introducing your brand, you're dating, you're not getting married, you're not moving in. You're dating that customer at this point in time. So when you start to think about the content that you're showing them, that is targeted content that is varied by their stage in their journey and where they are and how they're evolving. Once they start to be more interested in the brand, maybe you start to move on to move away from that kind of awareness type of creative and content and moving into consideration. So they're starting to consider the brand more. They're starting to consider making a purchase or learning about the brand and getting educated on what's important about the brand. So that's a different audience. So you want to be targeted in the content that you're sharing with them. Your frequency may change at that point in time because you know that they're more interested in the brand. And then the next stage would be moving into something that is conversion. And that's a completely different audience, completely different mindset, completely different subset. So you are going to have some strategies that are broader and that are more awareness. And maybe that's some of the general posting that you're doing on your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed. But then as you get more sophisticated and start to learn about the people engaging with you, you want to be much more targeted. So it's very important for brands to understand those data elements of the audiences that are out there and how to actively seek different audiences.
That's great. Yeah, our sponsor here of Movers and Shakers is Porch Group Media. And actually they specialize in curating special audiences tied to really move from movers to homeowners and everything in between. And social is actually, I think, one of their places where they can really lean in to help you create and curate that audience. So we agree here, I think, on Movers and Shakers that audience piece, you know, is so important. Overall, and investing in it, like you mentioned, you know, having the right data structures and models and whatnot, or the right, in this case, like with Porch Group Media, the right type of agency to really support that audience creation.